This is the Good Neighbor Podcast, the place where local businesses and neighbors come together. Here's your host, Stacey Risley.
Hello, friends and neighbors. Welcome to North Atlanta's Good Neighbor Podcast. Today, we're here with Heather Z. Eason, the owner and founder of Z & Co. Design Group. Hi, Heather. How are you? Welcome to the show.
Hi, I'm good. Thank you so much for having me. This is so fun.
Well, it is an absolute pleasure. Our audience doesn't know this just yet, but Heather is my interior design expert for North Buckhead Neighbors Magazine. And so she will be a repeat guest. I'm so happy to have you on for your first episode of first of many.
Yes, thank you so much.
Well, so we're going to go ahead and start and have you tell us about your business.
Okay, so I'm Heather Eason, or Heather Z. Eason from Z & Co. Design Group, and we are a local interior design build and resource firm. We are really in the North Atlanta area, you know, Buckhead, Brookhaven, and of course, you know, kind of go where the project takes us, but that's where we're based. And most of what we do is really residential interior design. We do a little bit of commercial, but for the most part, it's going to be large renovations, kitchens, bathrooms, basement build outs, short-term rental design, and really kind of anything in between that resides like around the residence or takes place around your residence, exterior, interior. For the most part, it's larger renovations and, furnishings and decor.
Wonderful. Well, and that's exactly our audience here on the Good Neighbor Podcast is residents of North Atlanta. So yeah, perfect fit for sure. Well, tell our listeners a little bit about your journey into this. How did you tell us the story behind Z & Co. Design Group?
Yeah, so the business started in 2011. So we're on our, I guess, 13th year now, which is amazing. I originally, I went to school for interior design. You know, back then there really wasn't social media like there is now. You know, we had Facebook, but we didn't have Instagram. So interior design wasn't really as popular back then as far as it being like in your face, like seeing so many beautiful homes and beautiful influencers and, you know, amazing designers like all the time, just seeing that out in, you know, on your computer, on your phone, like every day. So when I was originally in school, it was for art history. And then when I somehow came across interior design or the idea of that, I thought that was really amazing. I thought that that would give me an opportunity to have, you know, a real career, but also something that was creative. And so went to school for that. And then my first jobs were in furniture stores where they had design service. Got a lot of great training there on how like furniture was made and textiles and how to do custom window treatments. And also that presentation aspect, you know, talking to people and presenting your ideas to them. And you got that on kind of a fast track process where you had to do it all the time, which was awesome. But anyway, you know, moved around to a couple of different companies and worked my way up the corporate ladder with one. And then finally decided, you know, I'm going to go out on my own and, help my clients like full service. So that's what I did. And that's when, you know, the renovation aspect kind of came into it and partnered with a contractor and did a lot of kitchen and bath design and stuff like that. And it's just kind of grown from there. And now, you know, we have 5 designers on our team and we're looking for a 6th member of our team. And we have the most amazing clients and the most amazing projects and homes that we get to work on. We're very, very blessed.
Well, that 13 years, like that's a pretty good track record. That's a long, and that is well, and you guys have grown, you know, exponentially since the inception of this. And I love that you have 5 designers on your team. You know, you really do have a full scale team. You first caught my eye on social media, and you're right. There was no, you know, I mean, well, there was social media, but it, like you said, not like it is today, not even, you know, not even close. And so I'm so glad that you started Z & Co. Design Group because you guys are doing great things. So
yeah.
Well, are there any myths or misconceptions about either, you know, your industry or about your business, you know, in particular, that you would like to clear up with our listeners today?
Yeah. So for our business, something that we like to clarify is that we don't really offer a la carte services. There are a lot of designers that do that. But what I mean by that is we don't really do just a color consultation at this point, or, you know, pick a piece of art for a foyer to go over a console table. We really like our projects to be, you know, more complete rooms. So a minimum of one complete room. Of course, most of our projects are much larger than that. So they're, you know, the kitchen, the bath, the main level, our entire home. So that's, I guess, a little misconception about, you know, just being able to call up and say, hey, can you come help me pick out a paint color for my bathroom? You know, we're really more of a full service design company and want to do a complete project. So we have, you know, a completed space at the end of it that we can shoot and show off. For, you know, our client and for us too. So that's obviously really fun for them.
Right.
And then as far as, you know, industry misconceptions, I think something that clients ask us or are worried about when they very first have a conversation with us imposing our personal style onto their home. I think that's something that people are sometimes worried about, which is really not, you know, the case. I mean, of course, every designer has their own kind of flair or, you know, way they like to style and stuff like that. And you should feel comfortable when you're looking for a designer that, you know, you like their aesthetic, but really keep in mind that those projects were really specific for that client. And so those are the colors they love and make sense for their home and their family and how they live.
You know, I'm really glad you addressed that one, Heather, you know, with as far as that you're not imposing your style, that these are, you know, the client's, you know, the client's choices and the client prefers. Because a lot of times I think, you know, we will see on social media, for example, you know, a lot of the design ads will kind of look similar. And that's because of current design trends or because the client, those are what the client chooses, not because that's what the designer is, you know, imposing on that client. You know, so I think that was a good one to clear up.
Yeah. And just to kind of add to that, I think for our design firm specifically, we really tried to steer clear of the majority of the design trends. They really go on like a course of like a 10-year trend. Like we went through the gray trend. Everybody had gray kitchen cabinets and gray flooring. And, you know, even just today, just, you know, within 10 years of that, you know exactly when those people renovated and it's already dated. So we tried to lead people like a little bit more on the timeless path and also help them find like their personal style. So, you know, even if you're not seeing the same thing like over and over and over, like you're seeing farmhouse, like everyone has shiplap or a farmhouse sink or whatever they have, you know, you can see that over and over and over because that's trendy and a lot of people love that. And so it's appropriate to do that in their home. So we really try to help the client find their personal style and make sure that their home is going to, you know, reflect them and their family, whether they have dogs, kids, you know, how they live in the home and make it, you know, perfect for them. And sometimes that can be a little bit trendy because they truly love that. Or sometimes, you know, it's more on the timeless side. That's really where we try to steer people to more on the timeless classic side and use some of those fun trend stuff in the decorating part of it and not like the hard finishes of the home that you can't easily change every few years or is expensive to change every few years.
Oh, I love that. Okay. So like the gray trend, I think all of us can relate. There was definitely, when you said, you know, it's a 10-year, there's kind of a 10-year trend cycle and that you can tell when they renovated because of, you know, I remember the gray trend very well, and it's not that long ago. So still, and some people are still with that. So I love that you just said that they can still have some of those current trends, but you do it more in the decorating side and not the hard finishes that are going to be expensive to change later. So, you know, if they're wanting to add pops of gray and their, you know, color scheme, they can do that in other ways than, you know, reflooring their home and getting all new custom cabinets. So that is great. Well, we're going to steer away from the work aspect of this for a minute. And if you don't mind, Heather, please tell us, what are you doing for fun when you're not working?
Well, when I'm not working, I'm with my family. So I have three kids. I have a 2-year-old daughter, a 3-year-old son, and an 8-year-old son. So we are very busy. You know, that those are like wild ages. We're running around after them like all the time. And I'm married to my husband, Chris, and, you know, our life really just like revolves around them, like getting them where they need to go, like whether it's like school, extracurricular activities, playing outside, going to the park, family dinners, like our whole life just really like revolves around them. We just love them so much, but they are a lot of work. And then, you know, occasionally when we can get like a date night, you know, we try to like make time for us, do a date night a couple times a month at least. And honestly, sometimes that is like going grocery shopping or going to the gym by ourselves and having a babysitter help us with that. But when we get to like go out, you know, we love to just do like a nice dinner and we love going to comedy shows. That's one of our most fun things that we love to do. So,
oh, I love all of that. When, you know, I had two girls, that were 20 months apart, and I remember, and they were involved in very different activities. And I really remember feeling like I was a taxi cab driver. I guess now I should say Uber, but back then it would have been a taxi cab. But I felt like, I was like, that is like my second job. I that's all I do is drive them from place to place. And I love that you just said that sometimes date night is going to the grocery store alone.
Yeah, it is. It really is.
Just going to the grocery store with little ones, especially your two youngest, is not a fun experience.
Yeah. They fill up the entire cart. They scream the whole time. You know, it's like,
yeah. Yes.
Well, if you see me out there with, you know, three screaming kids at Costco, just give me a little grace.
I can also relate to that. We used to have, you know, family time at Costco because they have really good hot dogs and really good pizza. And the kids would love it. Shout out to Costco. You're welcome. Yeah. Oh, goodness. Well, so on a little bit more of a serious note now, has there been a hardship or challenge in life that you can say now, for having been through that experience and coming out on the other side of it, you're stronger for that and better for it today?
Yeah. So a couple things I'll touch on, I guess, personal and business. So I am a breast cancer survivor. I'm 37 years old. So I'm young. I'm actually before the age where they even screen for that. And I was diagnosed when I was 36. So it was just a year ago. It was like November of 2022, I guess. So that last year, I mean, from, you know, November to November of last year was really like treatment. And, you know, I had to do the whole thing, chemo, radiation, surgery, you know, and that was like definitely the most challenging thing I've ever been through in my life, of course, and hopefully, you know, the most challenging health-wise that I'll ever have to go through. But there, you know, it really made me realize, you know, we don't have any history of breast cancer in our family, and I won't go like too far down this path, but it really made me realize how important it is to be like an advocate for yourself and for your health. And when something doesn't feel right, you know, speak up and like, don't, you know, take no for an answer, because seemingly I'm healthy and too young for that. And, you know, had I just not been like very aware of like what was going on, I don't know that I would have found it as early as I did, which was very lucky. And it just really made me realize how many young people are dealing with that. I mean, I even had a girl that went through chemo with me that was like 26. So, you know, it's crazy. But, you know, the good thing about that is that it definitely made me stronger. I feel like the person I was before then is like not even me anymore. And I've like become a whole new human and a warrior, and can literally handle anything. And I give credit to like my family, my husband, obviously during that, and also like my team, because, you know, we had like a very busy business, like running through all of that time. So, it was like a village, you know, it takes like a village to raise kids, and it takes like a village to like get through that too. So that was the most challenging thing by far.
Well, I'll touch on that for 1 second. First of all, I really appreciate you being willing to share that with us. And the self-advocacy part of that, you know, that is so crucial, you know, because like you said, you were too young for that, you know, like too young to even have to be referred for mammograms, you know, regular mammograms. So like that, I am so glad that you shared that. And I hope that that helps a lot of people. And then you said that you went through chemo with someone in their 20s, you know, so that is just crucial. And that absolutely, I love what you said, that you feel like you're a whole new person now and aware, because you are. So I applaud you for that. And to go through that with very young children, you know, and as well, you know, it takes a village to to raise kids, but I can't even, you know, imagine how difficult that was with children as young as yours were, you know, just for childcare and helping, you know, everybody I'm sure pitched in. And I'm so glad that you had the village, you know, to help you through that. So I really do appreciate you sharing that. And so you said you had one that was with business as well. So let's move on to that one.
So on a less serious note, but from like a business mind standpoint, pretty much everything about being an entrepreneur is difficult. At some point, you know, until you get more experience and, you know, everything's new and you're wearing all the hats of your business at first, like, you know, you're HR, you're doing the hiring, you know, you're doing the marketing, you're doing everything. So you're really having to figure out all of that. And you don't have anybody to help you at first, you know, and then it's when you get to a point where you can hire, it's like, who do you hire first? Do you hire an assistant? Do you hire a bookkeeper? Do you hire someone to get you more business or to do like the sales part of it? Like, what do you do? So just kind of getting through that first like 5 to 8 years. I mean, there's new challenges all the time. And then specific to interior design, finding like good people, for your team, of course, that's very, very important, but good tradespeople. So that builder, the contractor, the wallpaper installer, the painter, like people who are going to be reliable and show up on time, do a good job, and people that you'd feel comfortable, you know, bringing into your own home. I mean, those are the people that I want to recommend to our clients. And luckily we have such great people, but we've also, you know, gone through the ringer a few times with like, you know, who is not good to work with. I mean, that information is just as valuable as like who to work with when people ask recommendations, if not more important. So, always new challenges, I feel like.
And you're right. Like, especially in your industry, because you're the homeowner, you know, is trusting you and who you decide to work with, you know? And I think that would be very challenging. I had not really kind of thought of that aspect before, as far as your industry, but you're right. Like that's a really, big decision. And I do imagine that learning who not to work with is equally, if not more important on learning on who to work with.
It's a huge responsibility that we take on to, you know, rip someone's home completely apart and then put it back together again. So you just have to make sure, like, you know, whatever designer you're hiring with, whatever contractor you're hiring with, you're really comfortable with them, you know, check references, get, you know, they have good experience, look at pictures, you know, talk to people that worked with them. But I feel like we've got like the best of the best that we can like offer now. So that's like a good place to be. But, you know, year one and two, it was not like that. It was trying to figure it out.
Yeah. Yeah, I imagine so. Well, so is there anything else that you know, want to our listeners to know about your business? Because we're really kind of moving towards the end of this interview. But what else do you want listeners to know?
Well, what I would say, you know, I want listeners to know that this can be a really fun process. It doesn't have to be daunting. I mean, a lot of, you know, potential clients tell us they have like analysis paralysis and, you know, they don't know what to do. They know what they like, but they don't know how to get there. And they're overwhelmed by just like, you know, the thought of, you know, doing things. Sometimes we'll go to consultations and they're like, we have been sitting in this house for 7 years because we just couldn't like start. So getting, you know, a designer can be, you know, that's someone on your team. It's someone that's advocating for you. It's somebody who is, you know, helping you like get through the process. And it really can be like fun and enjoyable and not that stressful. And like, of course, it's, you know, a little disruptive when you rip your kitchen out of your home, of course, but it can be quick and efficient and fun to see it come to life. So that is something that I definitely want people to know, that this, you know, it's like the best business. We just love it so much. And if you are thinking about doing a home project and are interested in hiring a designer or at least talking to us to see if we'd be a good fit, you can go on our website and you can schedule a discovery call. And, you know, there's no charge for that. And, you know, we can spend some time together just kind of talking through what you have going on, what your goals are for your home, and see if we'd be a good fit to help you.
Wonderful. I love that you offer that, you know, a free phone consultation. So that's great. So speaking of, you said that they can go onto your website. I'm going to assume that might be the best way for them to get in touch. So if our listeners want to learn more and they want to reach out, what is the best way for them to get in touch with you, Heather?
Yeah. So they can go on our website. It is zandcodesigngroup.com. And, you know, there's many ways to get in touch with us from there. Social media, email, there's a contact form, or you can schedule a discovery call if you're interested in starting a project.
Well, that I'm so happy to have had you on today, Heather. That I really appreciate it. I'm looking forward to more interviews in the future. One coming up pretty soon, I think, over to talk about one of your expert articles in North Buckhead. So thank you so much for being here.
Thank you again so much for having us and having me. And we are so excited to be partnering with you guys and offering, you know, the services we do for your readers.
Well, we appreciate you. Well, that's all for today's episode, Atlanta. I'm Stacey Risley with the Good Neighbor Podcast. Thanks for listening and for supporting the local businesses and nonprofits of our great community.
Thanks for listening to the Good Neighbor Podcast North Atlanta. To nominate your favorite local businesses to be featured on the show, go to gnpnorthatlanta.com. That's gnpnorthatlanta.com or call 470-946-7007.